Welcome back to another episode of the Behavioral Economics and Marketing Podcast Series. This is Sandra Thomas-Commonall. Welcome back to Season 8 of the Behavioral Economics and Marketing Podcast, where we unravel the intricate dance between consumer behavior and the marketing universe. This season, our spotlight is firmly fixed on the foundational pillars of marketing, the elusive 4 P's. Prepare to delve into the psychological intricacies behind product, price, place, and promotion as we navigate the landscape of decision-making biases, pricing illusions, and strategic promotional maneuvers. This isn't just marketing theory, it's a journey into the minds of consumers and the art of influencing their choices. So fasten your seatbelts for a season loaded with intriguing insights where behavioral economics meets the heart of marketing strategy. In this episode, we are considering navigating the 4 P's, bridging marketing and behavioral economics. In the words of Albert Einstein, we cannot solve our problems with the same thinking we used when we created them. In today's episode, we'll explore how the 4 P's of marketing, product, price, place, and promotion, are not just strategic components, but intricate elements influenced by the quirks of human decision-making. From the allure of anchoring pricing to the subtle nudges of default choices, we'll uncover the behavioral economics insights woven into each facet of marketing. So let's dive in with a definition of the 4 P's of marketing. The 4 P's of marketing, coined by E. Jerome McCarthy, comprise product, price, place, and promotion. This framework encapsulates the fundamental elements of marketing strategy. Product involves the creation and features of what it is offered. Price pertains to cost determination and value perception. Place deals with distribution and accessibility, and promotion focuses on communication strategies to raise awareness and drive demand. The 4 P's provide a structured approach for businesses to craft comprehensive marketing plans, ensuring a holistic strategy that addresses product development, pricing, distribution, and promotional efforts. In other words, the 4 P's of marketing, product, price, place, and promotion, are the core components of marketing strategy, encompassing what is offered, its cost, distribution, and promotional efforts. This framework guides businesses in developing effective and comprehensive marketing plans. So, for example, let's consider the 4 P's in the context of a coffee shop. Product. The coffee shop product is, of course, the coffee. This includes the variety of coffee blends offered, the brewing methods, and additional products such as pastries, sandwiches, or specialty drinks. The ambiance, service, and overall customer experience also contribute to the product aspect. Price. Determining the cost of each coffee blend and food item, taking into account factors such as ingredient costs, competitor pricing, and perceived value. Pricing may vary for different products, with premium blends priced higher than standard options. Place, the location and distribution strategy of the coffee shop. This includes selecting a prime location, deciding whether to operate in high traffic areas or suburban neighborhoods, and possibly offering online ordering or delivery services for added convenience. Promotion, marketing efforts to attract customers and build awareness. This could involve social media campaigns, loyalty programs, partnerships with local businesses, and promotions such as happy hour discounts. The goal is to create a positive brand image and entice customers to choose this coffee shop over competitors. In this example, the 4 P's guide the coffee shop strategy in developing and presenting its products, determining pricing strategies, selecting an optimal location, and implementing promotional activities to attract and retain customers. Okay, so let's apply this to marketing with navigating the 4 P's, bridging marketing and behavioral economics. Let's explore how the 4 P's of marketing, product, price, place, and promotion, are not just strategic components, but intricate elements influenced by the quirks of human decision-making. From the allure of anchoring prices to the subtle nudges of default choices, we'll uncover the behavioral economics insights woven into each facet of marketing. So let's dive in. Product. From a marketing perspective, product is the tangible or intangible offering that meets the needs of the target market. This involves product design, features, quality, and branding. And with behavioral economic insight, consumer preferences, influenced by cognitive biases and heuristics, play a significant role in product choices. For example, individuals may prefer products that align with their self-image or exhibit status, reflecting aspects of behavioral economics like social proof and identity. Okay, and then price. From a marketing perspective, determining the cost of the product or service, considering production costs, competitor pricing, and perceived value by the customer. And with behavioral economics insight, pricing strategies often tap into psychological factors such as anchoring using a reference price or framing, which is presenting prices in a certain context, and perceived fairness. Behavioral economics helps understand how individuals perceive and respond to different pricing structures. Place. From a marketing perspective, deciding how and where the product will be available to consumers, involving distribution channels, logistics, and overall accessibility, and with behavioral economic insight, the environment and context of the purchase influence consumer decisions. Behavioral economics explores how factors like choice architecture, default options, and physical setting impact consumer choices and the effectiveness of distribution strategies. And then promotion. From a marketing perspective, communication strategies to create awareness, stimulate demand, and persuade consumers to make a purchase. This includes advertising, public relations, sales promotions, and personal selling. And with behavioral economic insight, promotional tactics often leverage behavioral insights such as scarcity, which is creating a sense of limited availability, reciprocity, offering incentives, and the power of social influence. Behavioral economics helps understand how these strategies can influence consumer behavior. By integrating behavioral economic theories with the four P's, marketers can enhance their understanding of consumer decision-making processes and tailor their strategies to better resonate with their target audience. Wrapping it up, understanding how we as humans make decisions is an important part of marketing and leadership. Behavioral economics is the study of decision making and can give keen insight into human behavior and help to shape your marketing mix and leadership skills. As we conclude our exploration into bridging marketing and behavioral economics, it's evident that the intersection of these two realms creates a tapestry of insights that marketers can leverage to better understand, connect with, and influence their consumers. The four P's of marketing are not static principles, but dynamic elements shaped by the nuances of human behavior. From the psychological impact of pricing strategies to the subtle cues influencing purchasing decisions, our journey today has peeled back the layers of marketing's strategic core. As we navigate this evolving landscape, it's clear that embracing behavioral economics opens doors to more effective, consumer-centric marketing strategies. If you are enjoying the Behavioral Economics and Marketing Podcast, please leave us a review, like it, share it with your friends and family, and follow us online. Thank you for listening to another episode of Behavioral Economics and Marketing. This is Sandra Thomas-Kamenaugh.